From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has made what aides are describing as his last best case for Congress to finish work on a health care overhaul in the next few weeks. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
Speaking to an audience of health care professionals in the White House East Room, the president said the time for debate is over.
Everything there is to say about health care has been said, and just about everybody has said it. So now's the time to make a decision about how to finally reform health care so that it works, not just for the insurance companies, but for America's families and America's businesses.
Much to the dismay of Republicans on Capitol Hill, the president called for what he termed an up-or-down vote. That's code for a budget procedure that allows the Senate to avoid a filibuster and pass a bill with a simple majority. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
4 days after the huge 8.8 magnitude earthquake in Chile, blamed for more than 800 deaths and damage along much of the country's coast, strong aftershocks today sent people fleeing to the hills in anticipation of a new quake-generated tsunami. Meanwhile, the country's president, Michelle Bachelet, deflected complaints her government has been slow to act, calling on Chileans to get behind relief and reconstruction efforts. In a nationally televised speech, Bachelet also urged the nation's citizens to remain calm, saying there's enough food and fuel and no risk of shortages. In Concepcion, the country's second-largest city that was hit by the earthquake, an 18-hour curfew remains in place. A new report shows the number of planned layoffs fell to their lowest level since 2006. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more on that story.
Employers are moving away from downsizing. That's according to a new report from the outplacement firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas. John Challenger heads the firm. He says companies are not necessarily going on a hiring spree, but the massive layoffs of last winter are a thing of the past.
Most economists agree that the recovery is well underway, and these job cuts would seem to suggest and support that.
Challenger says the U.S. auto industry is poised to be the first sector to add workers. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
Measure that would have provided some 57 million people, including those on Social Security and veterans benefits, with an additional $250, was defeated in the Senate today. In defeating the provision on a 50-47 vote, lawmakers said they were opposed to adding another nearly $14 billion to the deficit. Seniors received a similar $250 payment last year under the economic stimulus bill. Social Security payments for the elderly and disabled are expected to remain flat for the first time since 1975. Because they're tied to consumer prices, which actually came down in the worst recession to hit the country in some 70 years. An up-and-down day for Wall Street. Positive numbers on service sector employment were to some extent outweighed by worries on possible regulation for banks. The Dow was down 9 points. The S&P 500 was up a fraction today. This is NPR. Transportation Department officials say they want to hear from any Toyota owners still having problems with sudden acceleration in their vehicles, even after they've been recalled or repaired. David Strickland, the administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, says his agency has heard some reports of problems and is contacting consumers to make sure the Japanese automaker is doing everything possible to make its vehicles safe. Toyota recalled more than 8 million vehicles worldwide to fix problems linked to sudden acceleration. An incident involving piles of cotton balls dumped Friday outside the Black Cultural Center on the University of the Missouri campus is being classified as a hate crime. From member station KBIA, Sarah Whitmire reports.
It happened on one of the last days of Black History Month. When students and staff arrived at the University of Missouri Friday, they were outraged to find cotton balls littering the lawn of the campus's Black Culture Center. Police last night arrested two students on charges of tampering. The incident was bumped up to a felony because of its new classification as a hate crime. Chief Diversity Officer Roger Worthington says the university condemns the incident.
I think our message is, in fact, there is no place for this kind of thing in our institution or among our community.
Both students, senior Zachary Tucker and freshman Sean Fitzgerald, have been temporarily suspended from the university until the investigation is complete. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Whitmire in Columbia, Missouri.
Federal Reserve, in its latest region-by-region snapshot of the economy, says there was modest economic growth across the 12 regions where the Fed has member banks. In its assessment, known as the Beige Book, the Fed says in some of those districts, economic activity probably would have been even greater had it not been for heavy snowstorms. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.